Go ahead.
Okay, I was born in Portland, Oregon. I was born on April the 28th, 1921. My parents' names are Basheva Kapalutu and Bahor Kapalutu.
Okay.
And I came to Los Angeles in 1921 when I was 3 months old, July 1921. And we lived downtown. As far as I remember, my mother told me, and my Auntie Superdad told me, that we lived downtown on Crocker Street. And my Auntie Superdad got married on March, around the 25th or 26th of March. And my brother Edward was born on the 27th of March. And my aunt always told me that she never had a honeymoon because she had to take care of the three girls while my mother was at the hospital with my brother Edward.
Wow.
Then when I was 2 years old, my folks moved to 49th Street between Broadway and Figueroa, where I grew up. I went to school. I went to West Vernon Street School, Main Street School, John Adams Junior High School, and graduated from Manual Arts High School in the year 1940.
Now, let me ask you about your parent, your mom. Her name was Batsheva, but she also had another name.
Right.
And my grandma, Sephora,
right,
also had another name.
Yes.
What was the story behind that?
One day when I was playing Kaluki with my mother and my Auntie Supara and Emily Nutrika, which they always spoke in French when they played Kaluki. Anyway, we were talking, and I was pregnant with my daughter, Vicky, and my mother told me that her real name isn't Batsheva, it was Victoria. And my Auntie Supara said, "My name is Rachel." But my grandmother had lost so many children, miscarried so many children, that when each child was born, after my Uncle Bahod, my mother's 10 years younger than my Uncle Bahod, 10 or 12 years younger. But in between, my grandmother miscarried several children. So my grandmother always gave each one of her daughters a Bible name. So that's why my mother was called Batsheva, and my Auntie Supara was called Sephora. And then when I think it all stopped after that, because there was another child born, Alva Ned. I remember my Auntie Supra said, between my mother and my aunt, Supra. Mm-hmm. And then my Uncle Joe was born, and the last child was my Auntie Kadina.
Mm. Now, grandmother, that's the picture of your grandmother,
yeah, this
right?
this is Grandma Sveya.
So this is the one that you're talking about?
These two, I don't know who they are.
Okay, but that one picture of Auntie Estrella,
yeah,
or Grandma, that's Estrella, she is the one that had the miscarriages?
Yes.
Now, did you ever hear any stories of her going to Israel or Jerusalem?
Yes.
Well, what stories did you hear about that?
Yes, when my mother and father got married, my mother and dad got married in Rodis, and my grandfather was a wealthy man at that time. He had a big butcher. He was one of the big butchers there, and he supplied all the meat for the Italian soldiers. And so when mother got married, they had 2 weeks their wedding lasted, and everybody went to Israel for their honeymoon. Mm-hmm. Everybody went to Israel. My mother told me that story.
So this is your grandparents?
These are my grandfather, my grandmother Svea, and my grandfather. I don't know what his last. I always remember Leon, my cousin Leon, being called Padre all the time. My mother always called him Padre, so I guess his real name was really Leon.
Okay.
But everybody, my grandfather was alive at the time.
Okay. Because I've got two names for him. I've got Aslan and Leon.
Yeah, but they're both the right names.
So they used...
Because my father's real name isn't Bahod, it was Benjamin. But Bahod is the first male child born in the family.
Uh-huh.
So, and if it's a girl, then it's Bahoda.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I call him Bahod.
So you remember one trip, hearing a story that they took one trip to Israel.
They took a trip to Israel when they first got married.
Uh-huh.
And then my folks, my dad came back to America, and my mother followed him and she was pregnant with my sister Esther at the time, and Uncle Joe came with my mother. He wanted to come to America with my mother.
So, now they, you were born in Los Angeles, you were born in Portland.
I was born in Portland, raised in Los Angeles.
And you were born in 1921. Mm-hmm. You moved to Los Angeles right away.
Yeah, right after I was born.
And that was, you were living in L.A. on 49th Street when?
Since I was 2 years old.
And then you went to Rhodes. Why did you go?
My folks went to Rhodes in 1928. I was seven at the time. And my mother and my father wanted to go visit his mother and his stepfather. And my mother said, well, I'm going with you. And at that time, my father was in business with Mancoron, your grandfather. So Mancoron took over, ran the business, and my dad and mother went to Rhodes, and they had it. They took me because I just turned seven. I was six at the time we were taking the passport pictures. And then in June, right after school was over, I remember. I was going to West Vernon Street School. I was in the first grade going into the second grade. I remember all of that. And my mother said, you have to go with us. And my brother Edward had to go because we were so young.
Wow.
Jerry was already in junior high school or beginning junior high or the end of, she would have been 11 at the time. And Esther was in high school. So they stayed home and they lived with my auntie Sufra. They made really most of their lives with my aunt. My aunt Sufra was like our second mother. Mm-hmm. And my uncle Don was my second father, always.
You went back to Rhodes.
So Edward and I went back to Rhodes with my parents.
Wow.
We left sometime in June, because I remember school was just out, and we went, and we never came back. We got back around the end of February. So I lost a lot of schooling. So I missed almost a year of school. But the whole time I was there in Rhodes was worth every wonderful, because I remember everything.
What did you enjoy about it? What was wonderful about it?
The only thing I didn't like is the bathroom facilities. Mm-hmm. My mother had to go buy a little chikal. You know, there was a toilet for a little child to sit on, and I was small for my age, so I could sit on that. Uh-huh. I would not go in the outhouses. Uh-huh. And that's all. Everyone had an outhouse there.
In the house, right?
Outside.
Outside the house?
Outside, the outhouse.
In the backyard or
in the
front?
Backyard.
Yeah. Okay.
And everybody sat on floors. They had rugs on the floors. But the light there was very calm and serene. And every night the young girls would go out and walk around the beaches. And we didn't live too far from the beach. Mm-hmm. And life there was wonderful. The ocean was so blue, you could see the rocks. They say Catalina's like that. No. I've been to Catalina's. Nowhere is near it. Uh-huh. And I went to school for just one day. When all the kids went back to school, I didn't want to stay home. By then, I could speak Italian and French pretty well.
Wow.
I had to, because that's all they spoke there, in Spanish. So I went to Catholic school for one day. My mother bought my uniform and everything. But I was talking to one of the kids, and then sister came up to me and told me to stick my hand out, and she took a stick and hit me with the stick, and my whole hand blistered. And I told her I was going to report her to the police because teachers never hit these children here in California. I mean, we used to stand in a corner, but not hitting. And so the sister told me to go home and not come back. And my mother told me how angry she was with me because she wanted me to go back to school. And I had a lot of fun with the kids there. I taught them how to play jump rope. Uh-huh. I taught them how to sing Ring Around the Rosie, London Bridge is Falling Down. Several of the kids that came back after the war, they came here, they looked me up. And they asked me if I remember all the things. And I said I did. Rebecca Levy always reminded me if I remember, because she knew me when I was there, because she only lived two or three doors away. And Lena Cohn remembered me very well, because how often does an American child go?
Right.
Especially in those years.
Right.
Yeah, it was a wonderful time. I loved my life there with my grandparents. Hmm. I had a lot of fun.
And did you say, I think somebody said we're connected family to Rebecca Levy.
Yes.
Rebecca used to be Amato.
Rebecca Levy's father, Rebecca Levy, maiden name was Amato.
Uh-huh.
There's another Catherine de Leon, I think her name, she was also an Amato. I found that out later. Uh-huh. I knew Rebecca Levy was related, uh-huh. but I didn't know that Catherine was. Catherine is Catherine's mother and Rita Barrow, Marco Barrow's mother, were sisters.
Uh-huh.
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 So anyway, Rebecca Levy told me that my grandfather was her uncle.
Oh, your grandfather, Leon.
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 Amato.
Was her uncle, okay.
Was her uncle. Was wait a minute, how was it she told me? She said her father's father was brother, mm-hmm. was a brother to our grandfather.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's nice.
That's the only thing I know about the Amato family. I really don't know too much on my grandfather's side. But on my grandmother's side, I know a lot.
Uh-huh. Are you on your which side?
On Grandma Slea.
Ah, okay.
Because I knew that she had a number of brothers and sisters. Now, I can't name them all.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you who will name them all for you is Phyllis Levy.
Okay.
She is also a child. She is a daughter of one of my mother's first cousins. Okay, Phyllis Levy's mother, Phyllis Levy Hassan,
uh-huh.
well, it was women, it's Phyllis Hassan Levy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I didn't know they were related to me until I got married.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, what it is, my grandmother said I had several sisters and brothers. Mm-hmm. Two of her brothers was Cardenas' father. Shirley Piha's mother's father,
uh-huh.
Bahora.
Uh-huh.
Bahora's father, this is all Cadena's side.
Uh-huh.
And then another brother was Lia Chong.
Oh.
You know, beautiful.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, there were two brothers that I know, and David Sullum. You know David?
No.
He's also my cousin.
Uh-huh.
One of Grandma Slea's two brothers that I know of. One was Cadena's father, and the other one was Lia Chong's father.
Uh-huh.
And on Lia Chong's, that's Leon Benvenisti.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Shirley Piha. Mm-hmm. These are all their children.
Uh-huh.
See? Uh-huh. And and Phyllis Levy's mother is Leon Benvenisti's sister, father's sister.
Uh-huh.
So, and also, David Salm's mother was Mana Rocha. You heard of Mana Rocha? Was also Leon Benvenisti's father's sister.
Ah, wow, that's Salam, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna check this.
Okay. I do remember her.
Okay. Okay. This question is about, like, if you were there for 8 months or whatever it was in Rhodes, mm-hmm. and you didn't go to school, did you stay at home all the time,
no.
or did you go? Ever to the
I
beach?
I played with all the children.
Or did you ever go to the?
Oh yeah,
did
I was.
You ever buy go to the bakery?
Oh sure.
Or the street where they used to sell.
Okay,
you can. Café à la Turque. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay,
now it's gone.
Where I was living there,
mm-hmm.
on I don't remember was Saturday nights or Friday nights. Anyway, Saturday nights, we would go to Zimboli, where they had ice cream like you've never tasted, and candy. I never had chocolate. There was stuff inside the chocolate was fruit.
Mm.
See, now we have it here. Mm. But when I was a little girl, we didn't have anything like that. We had chocolate, but not candy stuffed with fruit. And every day, the man would come by and bring milk. But I couldn't drink their milk because it was goat's milk that they used to bring. They would carry it, the milk, in a large container.
Mm.
And every day, a man would come by and sell. They looked like I thought they were strawberries, but they were smaller than strawberries. And he would give us a bucket full. I loved them. And also lemonade was served. They would come by and serve lemonade. On Fridays.
For free or you have to pay for this?
Yeah, very little money.
Okay.
And on Fridays, on my grandmother's, everybody, all the relatives, they always went together, all their families went together. They would take a big white sheet and put a homemade bread, cascabel, panderas, burretas, everything into this big sheet and tie it up, and we'd all go to the bañu, to take a bañu, you know, the Turkish bath. Uh-huh. And we would go in there, and I would just start screaming because on the walls, the cockroaches would be running up and down the walls, but they didn't pay any attention to the cockroaches. They had benches there, long benches. Everybody had to take bañus. They were all the nude. They didn't care. The women weren't ashamed of their bodies. So everybody took their bañus with the... I remember my mother had that thing that you pour the water, you know. It was just... It wasn't a big bañu. It was just a thing that you sat down in the faucet. There was a faucet there. And they used to... We used to all take hot baths. After we were dried and cleaned, then we'd sit down and eat all the cascabel and everything there.
At the Turkish bath?
At the Turkish bath.
Was there a little place, a picnic? Not a picnic?
No, the benches, like we sat down.
Oh, okay.
That's how I remember. Uh-huh. And I remember my mother taking me to get I wanted some bracelets. And my grandmother took me to buy, had little bracelets made for me. And I wanted an umbrella. And I wanted boots. And they made them for me. They treated us beautifully. We had a wonderful time. My brother Eddie doesn't remember a thing about our time there. Of course, he was only 5.
Oh, that's why, yeah.
But I do. I remember everything. The streets were narrow. I used to fall down on the cobblestones. I've got marks on my legs from falling.
Now, when you went to the Turkish bath, did you walk? You had to.
We
were
all walked there.
Was it a long walk?
No,
to get there?
Everything was close by.
Like 5 minute walk?
That's all. 5 or 10 minute walk. Everything was close by.
And when you were wearing, were you wearing robes?
No.
You were wearing regular clothes?
Yeah.
And when you're walking through the street?
No. Everybody dressed. But when we got to the bath, uh-huh. then we took our clothes off and then we took bañus. You know, uh-huh. everybody took bañus there.
Uh-huh. And then, did they have different kinds of sandals that they used?
Yes, they did. But I could never walk in those darn things. They did. Have those sandals.
Because I've seen those. They're kind of like...
They're like on wood.
Tacos.
Tacos, yeah. But I could never walk on them, so I never wore them.
Who used to wear them? Just the women?
My mother. Everybody wore them.
Would they wear it from... Going from...
When you walked outside. Because it was easier to walk, I guess, on the cobblestones.
With those on.
Yeah. The cobblestone was awful. That's the one thing. I used to get hurt on the cobblestone.
Oh.
So but everything was old there. Even when I was there, it was ancient.
Wow. So they did
but,
that.
You know.
Now, I saw, or I was told where the Turkish bath was. And where I saw, it looked like it was, you had to go through the marketplace a little bit.
I don't remember. All you I remember it didn't take, we would all walk. Nobody drove.
Uh-huh. But you just remember, you don't remember any, you never remember going to the butcher or to the bakery, not the bakery, but the public ovens or...
They didn't have... My grandmother always had her own oven in the... And my grandma Slea had a very long house this way. And in her backyard, she had this oven. Mm. And I remember she used to put bread on this long stick. And she'd stick it in there. And bring it out. And my grandma sold... I don't remember her having an oven. But my grandmother sold the bright... She didn't live near my grandma Slea. My grandma Slea lived closer to the temple. That I remember. My grandma's soul lived closer to the ocean. But it was where the faucet is in the middle of the street. Remember, there's a faucet there? My grandmother was on the right-hand side of the faucet, and Nailet, I think that was her name. She lived on the other side. In fact, she just died recently. There's a Sephardic woman that just died recently. Maru.
Oh, Miru. Okay.
Maru, I played with Maru. She was older than me, but Maru remembered me. She, till the day she died, she told me I used to pull her hair. every time she saw me, she always reminded me, which I remember very little. I don't remember pulling her hair, but I do remember playing with her. And I used to play with, do you know Sally? And her husband, I don't know his name. I can't remember it. But he's... I used to play with them too. He's living on the same street as my grandma's soul. They yeah. both did.
Wow. Now you were there during the high holidays, but you were only
I
you
was
were just
there.
Young.
I was there for Passover, sure.
You were
no,
there?
I wasn't, because we came back in February. But so I was there for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur.
But you don't remember ever going to the synagogue?
Oh, yes, I do.
I
don't, you know, I remember going there. I remember going when somebody died. I went to how things were different there than here. Everybody, the women wore black. Once they were widowed, I think they wore black for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Because both of my grandmothers wore black, especially my grandma Freya.
Uh-huh.
This is the way she looked when she was only maybe 50 years old,
uh-huh.
50 or 60 years old.
Uh-huh. Now, when you went to the temple, did they have mixed seating or was the women separate?
Separate.
So you
that said. I remember. Well, it was always separate here too.
Uh-huh.
We, you know, since you've been born, that it's together.
Right.
Before, the women used to sit upstairs and the men downstairs.
So how about in Rhodes?
Nah, it's the same way.
In Rhodes, was it
separate.
Upstairs or was it in a separate room?
Honey, I don't remember that. I think it was all one floor. You mean the is the temple two floors?
Well, in 1928, there were different temples, but
I only remember one that I went to.
One temple that most people went to, it was all on the same floor.
That's what I thought.
But
and
women,
I remember the thing in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And I remember now, I haven't been there, don't forget, it's over 70 years. But I do remember like pretty stones on the floor. Tile. Was it tile? Is it still there?
It was the same shishikus?
Yeah.
That was outside? There was,
inside.
They had beautiful.
Oh, the tiling there was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
See, that's what they did have. And I remember them, when they used to, the Muslims, when they used to come out and you know, for their prayers, two or three. I did go out there and I said, lay down too.
You used to do that too?
Of course. Somebody used to kill me. But well, what did we know, you know? But, you know, the children, everybody was happy. Nobody was afraid.
Uh-huh.
No one was afraid. Everybody was happy.
When the Muslims would do that calling,
uh-huh.
when they would stop.
Everybody,
would they do it in the mosque or just on the
outside,
street?
Outside, on the street too,
just
no matter
where
they were.
So you would
stop.
See someone there and you
yeah,
just
we all did.
Playfully just
yeah.
go along.
Yeah, I did it once or twice.
Uh-huh.
I remember that. And I remember going to Puerto de la Mar. I remember smelling the lemon trees and the orange blossoms and the lemon blossoms. The smell there was so good.
Hmm. Wow. Now, let's see. Now, do you remember what kind of clothes you wore?
I wore, yeah. I remember I had a sailor outfit my mother bought me. We dressed the same way here as they dressed there.
Uh-huh.
They said the women look a lot older. They couldn't have been that much older, but they did. And the girls were very young and laughing. I remember that. And I remember going to the theater once. They had a show. It was in Italian, but it was really good. The Italian people were very good toward the Jews when I was there.
Well, where was the
and
theater?
That was during Mussolini's time, too.
Mm. Was the theater in the old city or new city?
Gee, I don't remember. No, it was right. I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
But I remember going one time, once.
Now, you lived at whose home?
I lived with my grandma's soul.
Soul?
My father's mother.
Okay, your father.
But I made my life over at my grandma's there. I love going there.
Uh-huh.
That's where my grandma, my mother, is exactly like my grandmother today. Mm-hmm. And they would do their sewing, all the sister-in-laws. Everybody would come over to my grandma Sreya's house, always. That house was never empty. The women would be there sewing and crocheting, and they taught me how to sew. And when do you think I want to sew on Friday nights when you weren't allowed to?
Uh-huh.
But it was nice.
So when you did you stayed at your grandma's soul's.
Uh-huh.
So when you were there, her husband, your grandfather.
My step-grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Step-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
I don't know. I can't remember now.
Now when you were stayed
there. You can ask, you know who didn't know all of that?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you ask my nephew, Marlene's husband?
Okay.
Because he has the family tree. And he knows more than I do.
Do you know what kind of business he did?
Who?
Your step?
Yeah, he used to sell toys and he used to have a basket on top of his head.
Uh-huh.
And he used to have combs and dolls and dishes, those things.
Dishes?
Yeah, he sold everything. I remember that. It was a large basket. He put it on his head.
Uh-huh. And he would walk?
Up and down the street selling.
In the Jewish quarter or in the
I don't know city? Where he used to go, honey.
But he used to go somewhere.
All over.
And he had a big...
basket.
A basket.
Yeah.
Like a regular...
laundry basket. No, like our laundry, big uh-huh. wicker laundry basket.
Uh-huh.
And he'd have a big thing. It was rigged. And he used to carry it on his head. And he would sell toys and combs. But he made a living out of it.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I'm sure my mother sent money every month to both of my grandparents. Because after my grandfather on my mother's side, she didn't have much left, you know. So our parents, you know, my Auntie Supara, my mother would send money every month.
Uh-huh.
For years and years and years.
To?
My grandma's there.
Uh-huh. But she actually was in good she position was, at first when her
yes,
husband
when my,
alive.
When my grandfather was alive, my grandmother was a wealthy woman. She had help. My mother never did anything. My Auntie Supara and my mother, they had a good life. Mm-hmm. In fact, my mother went back after my sister Esther was born here in New York. My mother was very unhappy here. So she wrote to her father, and her father sent money for her to come back to Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother took my sister Esther, who was only maybe 2 or 3 months old, and went back to Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
Rhodes. And she stayed there for 3 years until the war broke out.
Mm.
But the life there was wonderful. She wasn't used to hardships.
Uh-huh. But she must have been hard after her husband died.
After my mother's father died, I guess things didn't go too well, or
yeah.
something happened. But anyway.
So he had a butcher. He was a butcher, but
yeah.
You would think, you don't know what happened to the butcher business after he died.
I don't know. No.
And do we know how he died?
I think he died of pneumonia.
Ah.
He died, he wasn't very old.
Because
my sister, I think he died when my sister Joy was born.
Ah.
Probably around 1917.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Around then, or 1916. I know he wasn't alive when I was born. And my Uncle Joe died just the same year that I was born.
Mm-hmm.
The same hospital that I was born, my mother, yeah.
Now we talked earlier about how did your grandma Estrella passed away, and you heard a story that
my mother told me when she remember when my, your mother, your grandmother,
uh-huh.
Auntie Supara, and my mother and my father. In the 60s, they went to Israel. Then they went over to Rhodes with Manti Kadena.
Right.
Well, they found out from the Greek people who lived there when they saw my mother, they thought they were seeing my grandmother again because my mother looked exactly like my grandmother,
uh-huh.
and. They told my mother that my grandmother died on the street because she was starved to death.
On the street?
Yeah, on the street of Rhodes.
They didn't skip
they didn't. They didn't take her. They didn't take my grandma Freya to the camp.
Because
she
the
was
Jewish
saved.
People had to get rounded up in the building,
uh-huh.
and then they were kept there for 2 or 3 days.
Not my grandma.
And then afterward, they were told to march down to the port.
Yeah, but that wasn't too far. Yeah,
it was. It was a long, for an old person.
It was hard.
So
yeah.
But it was either, it was on the street that she died.
My grandmother died on the streets after the people left Rhodes.
So she might
She should have gone. What my grandmother should have done was go with my grandma, my Auntie Kadena, to Morocco.
Yeah.
She didn't go with my Auntie Kadena. What did, because my Auntie Kadena was able to get out of Rhodes because my uncle, Albert, was a Turkish citizen. He was not a Rhodes. He wasn't born there.
Hmm.
See, it's the ones that were born there. So my Aunt Kadena got to go to Morocco.
Hmm.
And Grandma, what they did, they had a lot of gold.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a big hole in the house. And they hid the gold, the bracelets and all the things that they had.
Uh-huh.
And they covered it up with something.
Uh-huh.
But when my mother and my dad and Auntie Supara went to Rhodes, they went first to the Greek I guess it's the office where they keep records.
Uh-huh.
And they told them, they told who they were. They told the Greek authorities who they were.
Uh-huh.
And that house belonged to my mother and Auntie Supra and Auntie Katina.
Uh-huh.
So they were able to get that house, and the Greek bought the house and they gave the house to Auntie Katina.
Uh-huh.
And Auntie Katina sold the house to the Greeks.
Uh-huh.
They made that house into three different homes now. That's
uh-huh.
what I heard.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen the home.
Okay. Do you know where it is?
Yeah.
Because when I want to go to Rhodes again.
Yeah, I know exactly where it is.
Okay. They made three homes out of it, but actually, that was a large house.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful piece of property.
It had a nice porch area also.
Yeah.
Patio.
Oh, yeah. It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't gorgeous then.
It was small.
But in those days,
it was nice.
It was big. Because my grandma Sol had a little house, but my grandma Strea had a very large house, and it was open for everybody.
So, did you ever go, when you were in Rhodes, did you ever go to the cemetery?
No, I never did.
You heard about it?
Yeah, I heard about it later years.
But you never went to
No, my mother did. They buried my grandmother. I know that.
Uh-huh.
Did you see
yes.
Grandma Sadeas?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The Greeks buried my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
That's why she was buried there. But she was there during the time they were taking the people off.